541-980-1181. SheFire 980-1181.
Rain is in the forecast from today all the way through the weekend. Highs around 50 today. The west wind 10 miles per hour. Lows tonight in the upper 40s and the west wind up to 15 miles per hour.
FM and 1340 AM KIHR and GorgeRadio.com presents the Mid-Columbia Today Show with Mark Bailey. Special thanks to our sponsors, Skyline Health and Del Carpine Automotive. Now, here's Mark Bailey.
Good morning. It is 8:05 Mid-Columbia Today for a Thursday, the 4th of December, heading toward the end of the first week of December. And we are now just exactly 3 weeks away from Christmas. So if you haven't gotten started or done with your shopping yet, either A, if you haven't started yet, you need to get to it. Or B, if you've done it already, you can sit and gloat to everybody that you're done. Whichever way you want to go. Well, here's what we're doing this morning. First part of the show, Bob Cushman's with us. We're going to talk about the Mosier School Holiday Fair here in a few moments. Then in the second half of the show, Lisa Farrell, OSU Extension Service, Hood River and Wasco County, will be joining us on the show. And also, we'll be telling you when to call in here in a few moments after the first commercial break. I mentioned yesterday that when Gordy Sato and Paul Blackburn from United Way of the Columbia Gorge were here, they left us some tickets for the Aaron Meyer Christmas Concerts, Rock the Holidays, the 14th annual benefit this Sunday. Best Western Plus Hood River in Gorge Room. Well, we're going to give those away today. I've got four kids' tickets we'll give away in the first part of the show for the kids' concert. And I said four kids' tickets for the kids' concert. The four tickets are usable by an adult or a child. We'd like for some, obviously a family, to go to this because that's the whole point of that concert. That's at 1 o'clock Sunday. And then I've got a pair of tickets for the, quote, regular concert at 4 o'clock to give away. And we'll do that in the second half of MCT. So don't call in yet. Well, I'm not saying the phone number yet. But after the commercial break, we'll give you the phone number to call. We're just going to make it a race to be the first caller on this one. And Cameron is standing by, Cameron Eisenberg in the studio. He's standing by waiting to take your call to send you to the concert. But first, before we let you do that, let's tell you what this day has meant and what it means, at least to some people. This day in 1783, General George Washington bade farewell to his Continental Army officers at Francis Tavern in New York. 1956, Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins, dubbed the Million Dollar Quartet, gathered for the first and only time for a jam session at Sun Records in Memphis. That's a lot of talent in one room. 1964, police arrested some 800 students at the University of California, Berkeley, one day after the students stormed the administration building and staged a massive sit-in. 1965, the U.S. launched Gemini 7 with Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Frank Borman and Navy Commander James Lovell aboard on a two-week mission. While Gemini 7 was in orbit, its sister ship, Gemini 6A, was launched on December 15th on a one-day mission. The two spacecraft were able to rendezvous within a foot of each other. 1969, Fred Hampton and Mark Clark of the Black Panther Party were shot and killed during a raid by Chicago police. 1991, on this date, after being abducted and held for nearly 7 years as a hostage by Hezbollah militants from Lebanon, Associated Press correspondent Terry Anderson was released from captivity. You may remember this if you're a basketball fan. 1997, the NBA suspended Golden State Warriors guard Latrell Sprewell for 1 year after Sprewell attacked Warriors coach P.J. Carlissimo 3 days earlier. And in 2018, long lines of mourners wound through the Capitol Rotunda to view the casket of former President George H.W. Bush. Our days for today, we got a few of them here. It is Wildlife Conservation Day today. It is International Cheetah Day today. It is also Wear Brown Shoes Day for some reason today. I do not own any, so I cannot take part. It is Extraordinary Work Team Recognition Day. It's a day to take an opportunity to look at your work team and celebrate the things you've done. It is National Dice Day today, so whatever your favorite dice game is. It's National Sock Day today. Hopefully, they're still in pairs. And it's also Santa's List Day today. Apparently, this is the day each year, this is the deadline, when Santa makes his list of children that have been naughty or nice. I did not realize there was December 4 was the day. You know, a lot of paperwork involved, so that's probably why it's so far away from Christmas. But if you haven't hit that nice list, I'm afraid maybe you're out of luck for this year. Our food today, this is a good one, and, you know, it's Christmas time. It's National Cookie Day today. I assume actually it just said cookies in general, but I assume really we're celebrating the Christmas cookie today in all its wondrous forms. So there it is for what it's worth, which may not be a whole lot, 8:10 in the morning. We'll come back, talk about the Mosier School Holiday Fair right after this.
It's time for the Last Chance Holiday Craft Show at the Hood River County Fairgrounds, December 13th and 14th with free admission. Come shop fabulous handmade gifts, including leather goods, woodworking, textiles, jewelry, skincare, baked goods, and so much more. Enjoy plenty of delicious food choices while you browse for the perfect one-of-a-kind Christmas present. And don't miss the star of the weekend, Santa. He'll be there both days from noon till 2. Bring a letter, share your wishes, and take your own photo. The Last Chance Holiday Craft Show, your final stop for holiday magic.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the OSAA, are the 99,000 high school sports and performing arts students in Oregon. And so, we stand. We stand for the runners, debate team members, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, officials, and adjudicators. We stand for the drummers, football players, and actors. We stand for the golfers, singers, and swimmers. We stand as the national leader and advocate for these essential activities and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
We asked seniors how to prevent Medicare scams.
If you get a phone call, do not talk to the person.
Never give out your Medicare number.
They're going to get your number to put in a false claim.
Just hang up.
How do you detect Medicare fraud?
Just like I check my credit card statements, I check my Medicare statements monthly.
If you get your statement and you see something that you know you did not have done, you report it.
Call the Senior Medicare Patrol.
To report Medicare fraud, call 800-699-9043.
Mid-Columbia Today is a public affairs program of Bi-Coastal Media Columbia River, 98.3 FM, and 1340 AM KIHR and GorgeRadio.com. Now, back to Mark Bailey.
And welcome back to the Mid-Columbia Today program, as it is a Thursday, and we are now going to endeavor to give away to one of you out there four tickets to the Aaron Meyer Christmas Concert for Kids, the Rock the Holidays event, the 14th annual benefit for the United Way of the Columbia Gorge this Sunday, Best Western Plus, Hood River Inn Gorge Room. I got four tickets here. Now, these are good for adults or kids, but really we are targeting here, obviously, a parent or parents who want to take their kids. So we will give these away. You would need to pick these up at our Hood River studio, 1190 22nd Street on the Heights in Hood River, before the end of business tomorrow. But if you would like to attend, I'm just going to simply make it. Call in. First one that Cameron picks up that wants the tickets, we will give them to. You can call 541-386-1511. That's 541-386-1511. And you can take your kids to go see what is really a fabulous educational event, I understand, as well as just a good time. The Kids Concert, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon, Best Western Plus, Hood River Inn Gorge Room. A little later, we'll give away a couple tickets for the regular concert. And these are tough to get, by the way. They don't have many left for this weekend. Well, while Cameron watches the phone, Bob Cushman joins us. Mosier Holiday Fair for Mosier School. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, thank you for coming in. We do appreciate it. And Bob, let's talk about the fair itself first of all. I think you got 2 days coming up, don't you?
2 days coming up, Saturday and Sunday, from 10 to 4 both days. This is put on every year by the Mosier Community School. It's an annual event that draws lots of people. It's a really a fun event. Lots of local vendors, including some stuff made by kids. All kinds of great stuff for Christmas. They got crafts, they got foods, they got clothes, they got handmade wreaths. And homemade chili for sale. Mm-hmm. You can get hungry while you're there.
Okay.
There's also free photos with Santa. Santa will be there both days. And at 2 o'clock on Sunday is a great kids singing performance put on by all the wonderful singers in this school. Mm-hmm. Two of my grandkids go there, so I love this school. Great place that's K through 8 in Mosier.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about, first of all, what this is for, what this goes toward. Mosier Community School, and for those who aren't familiar, this is a charter school still, isn't it?
It's what's called a public charter school.
Public charter school. Yeah. And you're under the D21 auspices, North Wasco County School District 21.
Yeah.
But what does this all help out?
Well, it all goes to help the school, which, of course, every school can always use more money to do a better job of what they do.
True.
So all the proceeds of this event do go to the school. It costs $5 a person to get in or $10 a family. Or if you bring some canned food, you can get in for only $2. Mm-hmm. And all of that food goes to what's called the backpack program to help local families that are connected with the school. Yeah. So that's a great program. It's also been going on for a while to help people that have food needs.
Now, I think that program, if I remember correctly, involves you know, kids whose families need some help with food. And I mean, I think some other things as well.
Yeah.
They can fill up a backpack and take it home.
Yeah, my wife's involved with that program, so that's an ongoing program that really has done a lot of good in the community. There's a lot of people that have food insecurity, like everywhere.
How many grades are at Mosier, by the way?
K through 8.
Okay, so it is through the middle school.
Yeah, and there's a separate middle school that's just off to the side of the main building. That's a very historic old building that's been there for decades.
So how many kids do you have out there these days?
I think the enrollment this year, which is up from last year, is about 190, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's about quick math, but maybe about close to, well, I can't do the math that quickly. About about 20, I guess, or so students for each grade, if everything was balanced out, which it may not
be. Yeah, and there's a lot of combined grades, K1 and 2-3,
sure,
which works out well.
So, it's really been a focus of that community, isn't it?
That's it really is. Yeah, it's a tremendous school, and all the kids from Mosier, they get kids from the Dalles that are brought in every day. Mm-hmm. But it's a wonderful school, and it's really thriving at this point right now. It's had a new principal for the last 2 or 3 years, and she's just done a bang up job of making this school really function well.
So, the holiday fair is from 10 to 4 Saturday and Sunday. Out at Mosier School. I think you mentioned there's going to be some entertainment out there.
Well, there'll be Santa. He's good entertainment.
Oh, yeah. I guess he would be the logical one.
There's the kids' singing performance, which is Sunday at 2 p.m. So there's a great music program that's actually new in the last couple of years going on there with a guy named Nate Strands, who's associated with the Mosier Company, otherwise known as MoCo, and he is a wonderful musician and is just getting great reviews as a music instructor, done for all grades. Mm-hmm. And he's got this singing performance organized for 2 o'clock on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be a lot of fun with the kids out there
to be
doing that as well. So what sort of attractions do you have out there? I mean, I assume you've got some vendors and all that going on.
It's an amazing array of vendors. It really is. People making all kinds of things by hand. It's The entire gymnasium and a couple other large rooms in the school, the cafeteria, just filled up with people selling really, really wonderful stuff. And there's a whole part for kids to participate. One of my granddaughters is making a lot of things right now to be able to sell at the fair. But there's some really high-quality stuff. Great place to get early Christmas presents and get some of your shopping done, which my wife and I typically get a lot of the stuff that we get for Christmas at this fair. So it's really well attended and a very wide assortment of types of things to bring home.
Now, I'm assuming also there's food. There has to be food.
There is food. There's food to have for lunch, like they make homemade chili. So Mosier School has a nice kitchen there and a nice setup to serve that up and have you sit there in the room where it's made. And also, a number of the vendors make wonderful cheeses and candy items and various things that are really handmade stuff.
Right. So, again, you're going to be out there 10 to 4 Saturday and Sunday.
Yep.
Going to be at Mosier Community School. I probably should ask for people who maybe aren't familiar, You get off on the Mosier exit on the freeway. That's the easy part.
You get off 5 miles east of Hood River, the only Mosier exit, and it is right there as you come off the freeway. You're looking right at it.
Okay, so it's easy to get
to. You cannot miss it.
Cannot miss it at all. And again, 10 to 4 both days. Santa's there 11 to 2, I think, right?
That sounds right. I think you're right. Yeah,
that's what I've got here. 11 to 2 both days, pictures with Santa. You've got the school student performances Sunday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon as well to kind of try to help wind up the holiday fair.
That's it. If you wanted to get in for only $2, bring some canned food to help out families in need.
All right. Bob Cushman, Mosier Holiday Fair. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me.
It is coming up on 8:20. We'll come back. News will be coming up in a few minutes. We'll tell you about a couple other things going on right after this.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-746-3737. That's 800-746-3737. 800-746-3737.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Toyota-thon, Toyota-thon, Toyota-thon is on. Oh, what fun it is to drive a new Toyota today.
Hey, Jan from Toyota here, reminding you Toyota-thon is on. Make your holiday wishes come true with a new Camry, RAV4, Tacoma, and more. All right, let's sing it together this time. Toyota-thon, Toyota-thon, Toyota-thon is on.
Dealer inventory may vary. Toyota-thon ends January 5th. See your participating dealer for details. Toyota. Let's go places.
Coffee for Mid-Columbia Today guests is provided by Hood River Coffee Roasters, the gorgeous local coffee roasters on Tucker Road on the Heights in Hood River.
And it is now 8. What time is it? 8:22 in the morning. I moved my clock away. I shouldn't have done that. I don't think we've given away the tickets yet, which kind of surprises me. Again, we've got 4 tickets for the kids' concert. I may confuse people. These are not kids' tickets. They can be used by adults or kids. Now, preferably in the nature of this concert, we'd like to give this away to a parent or parents who have a couple kids who are interested in music who want to go to this. We had mentioned yesterday on the show by the folks at United Way of the Columbia Gorge. I think it was 110 tickets they were able to provide to Hood River County School District for kids who maybe couldn't afford to buy tickets for this event, which are fairly reasonable, by the way. $12 for adults, $10 kids 12 and under. This is the 1 o'clock concert, by the way. We're going to give away, hopefully, the 4 o'clock concert. Here we have a pair of tickets for that coming up a little bit later on. But 541-386-1511, we'd love to send you there. But we want to send your kids there in particular. We'd be really happy to send you along and have you go to this, because if you have not seen Aaron in action, he's something else. You know, it's rock violinist. But what he does in the kids' concert, though, in particular, is there's an educational part to this for kids. They've got kids sitting on the floor in front. They'll get as many as they can. And, you know, they go through the band members, and they have the band members explain what they do within the orchestra, within the band. And it's really a quite an educational event. If your child is interested in music, this is a great place to go. It really is. And I sent actually my dad and my stepmom a couple of years ago to this. Got them tickets for it. to the adult concert, and he is just, it's a fabulous show. They were absolutely entertained. That's going to be at 4 o'clock on Sunday in the Gorge Room, Best Western Plus Hood River Inn. So we will give those 4 o'clock tickets away here at the bottom of the hour after the news, which we are coming up on here in a couple moments. We just talked about the Mosier School Holiday Fair. Again, there is just so much going on this weekend. GorgeRadio.com, the events page. That's all you got to do. Go there. Go there and check it out because there is plenty of stuff going on. I basically have 4 printed pages of that list sitting here. I mean, it's 4 pages worth to get everything listed here. Obviously, we can't do them all on the air. There's just so much here. I mean, I've been getting more as we've been going along the last few days. There's a drive-through nativity from 5 to 8 Hood River Church of the Nazarene and 2168 Belmont, which is up the street from us in Hood River. They'll have free hot cocoa and candy canes Sunday evening, 5 to 8. Let's see here. Maupin's got a holiday fest if you want to head down South Wasco County, 1 to 5 at Maupin Civic Center and Kaiser Park on Sunday. Mount Hood Town Hall, handmade holiday market, 10 to 4 Sunday. 6575 Highway 35 in Mount Hood, plus the Made by Kids Market from 10 to noon. Soup and bread hot lunch begins at 11 in the morning. Santa visit from 11 to 3. They got a charcuterie board workshop. I think that's how you pronounce it. I used to say meat and cheeses on a board, but apparently now it's a little fancier. 2 to 4, they'll have a workshop on that. And they also ask that you bring a can of food with you for local food bank efforts. Mid-Columbia Community Choir, their annual Christmas concert, Saturday evening at 7, Hood River Valley Christian Church, and Sunday at 4 at Grace Baptist Church in White Salmon. Hood River Yacht Club's got their lighted float Saturday, 5 to 7 at Hood River Marina. You can go down there. They've got hot cider. You can view from the launch ramp deck. They have a lot of fun with that. White Salmon Village Lights are going on this weekend. ExploreWhiteSalmon.com. They've got a whole another schedule of events beyond our schedule at GorgeRadio.com for what they've got going on there. Again, there's just all sorts of great things going on. Most of it is holiday-related. Columbia Gorge Discovery Center does have the Archaeology Roadshow, the Archaeology of Arts and Crafts. That'll be from 11 to 7 Saturday at the Columbia Gorge Discovery Center, a free event. More information at gorgediscovery.org. But again, there's all sorts of stuff going on. Well, let's check out what is going on in the news. And we can tell you it appears Phase 2 of the Rowena Fire Cleanup will get underway next week. Wasco County Administrative Officer Tyler Stone announced at Wednesday's County Commission meeting that an agreement between the county and the Oregon Office of Emergency Management for the state to spend $3.5 million on the cleanup effort has been executed. Stone expected their contract with Crestline Construction will be completed Wednesday, with mobilization for the work to start next week. County Commission Chair Scott Hagee was thrilled by that news, saying it is, quote, fantastic. Stone says they've received 34 right-of-entry forms from property owners. The Hood River City Planning Commission went into a further comment period for an application for a site plan review permit to build a 135-room hotel on the site of the former Hood River News Building on 419 State Street following a 2.5-hour public hearing this week. The controversial proposal by applicant Line 29 Architecture has generated significant opposition for a myriad of reasons, most notably for traffic, parking, and building height concerns. The further comment period includes time for all parties to provide evidence and testimony, ending on Monday, 7 more days for all to rebut the new material, and a final 7-day period for the applicant to deliver a final rebuttal. The Planning Commission convening again on the application at its January 5th meeting. The Dalles Area Chamber of Commerce has named Lynn Cox as Tourism Director for Explore the Dalles. Chamber CEO Lisa Farquharson says Cox brings over 2 decades of leadership experience in destination marketing efforts, along with community engagement and customer experience design, most recently with Intel Corporation Sales and Marketing Group. In her new role, Cox will lead destination marketing efforts, manage strategic partnerships, and oversee the promotion of the Dalles as the premier travel and recreation hub in the Pacific Northwest. As tourism director, Cox will lead campaigns highlighting local attractions, dining, lodging, and outdoor recreation, while strengthening partnerships with businesses and regional tourism organizations. Clickitat County Commissioners plan to appoint an interim replacement for outgoing prosecuting attorney David Kenzel at their meeting on Tuesday of next week. Kenzel submitted his resignation last week, effective December 14th. The county will begin advertising for a replacement to fill the remainder of Kenzel's term, which runs to the end of 2026. But Commission Chair Ron Eyrig says they need to make an interim appointment to run the prosecuting attorney's office until a permanent replacement is selected. That position will be up on the election ballot in 2026. Current temperatures at this time, well, we can tell you that in Stevenson it's 41, the Dalles 38, Hood River 40, 8:29 in the morning. Lisa Farrell from OSU Extension coming up next.
Having family over for the holidays? With Sky Heating, AC, Plumbing, and Electrical, you can relax knowing all your home comfort needs will be covered for your family celebrations. Plus, now's the perfect time to upgrade your old HVAC system or water heater before thousands of dollars in federal and state tax credits run out this year. Visit skyheating.com to make your home holiday perfect and save big.
Oregon, CCV number 245538. Washington license, SKYHEHA 870L6.
Sky Heating, AC, Plumbing, and Electrical.
I always tell people I was the luckiest guy in the world. I wanted to be an army man or a fireman, and I got to do both. As a firefighter, my job was about saving lives. I never thought one day I would be fighting for mine.
After spending his career answering the call to save others, Ken was diagnosed with ALS. Now he's facing his biggest battle, for more time. For 70 years, Muscular Dystrophy Association has been answering the call to help people live longer and more independent lives.
MDA means to me hope.
MDA is leading the way for people living with ALS, muscular dystrophy, and other neuromuscular diseases by accelerating research, advancing care, and advocating to empower families like Ken's.
I wouldn't be living as good of a life with ALS if it wasn't for MDA. MDA is helping people live stronger and love longer. Learn more at MDA.org today.
KIHR weather for the Gorge.
This forecast is brought to you by SheFire. We're your local fire protection company. Call to get your fire extinguishers inspected today. 541-980-1181. SheFire, 980-1181.
Rain is in the forecast from today all the way through the weekend. Highs around 50 today. The west wind 10 miles per hour. Lows tonight in the upper 40s and the west wind up to 15 miles per hour.
Mid-Columbia Today is a public affairs program of Bi-Coastal Media Columbia River, 98.3 FM and 1340 AM KIHR and GorgeRadio.com. Now, back to Mark Bailey.
Okay, 8:31 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today. We are going to give away two tickets to the Rock the Holidays, the main concert, 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Rock the Holidays, 14th annual benefit for the United Way of the Columbia Gorge. The Aaron Meyer Christmas concert, the great rock violinist and his band will be here again Sunday, 4 o'clock. And I've got two tickets for that concert. Call us at 541-386-1511, 541-386-1511, and you can... Cameron will hook you up, as they say, with the tickets. And these are apparently aren't going to last long. We still have the four kids tickets we'll give away, too, if we get hears from somebody on that. But apparently we've already heard from somebody on the adult one. So I will give Cameron a chance to handle that before I go to Lisa Farrell. So, Lisa, hang on. I've got Cameron working like crazy in the studio right now. But we're giving away a pair of those tickets. So I will mention a couple more things going on in the area. I don't think I actually mentioned the Hood River Community Holiday Tree Lighting and Street Festival tomorrow. Festival 5 to 7:30 in the evening. Tree lighting between 5:45 and 6:15 at Overlook Memorial Park. Oak Street from 1st to 6th. 2nd Street from State to Cascade. And State from 1st to 4th will be closed during the event coming up tomorrow from 5 to 7:30. Also, a Christmas in Carson is going to be going on. Go to the Christmas in Carson Facebook page. Check all that out. Wind River Business Association is putting that on. Stevenson, you've got your tree lighting and parade on Friday evening as well. Tree lighting at 6:30 at the Skamania County Courthouse Lawn. It includes caroling, free cookies, cocoa, and cider. Starlight Parade begins at 7 in the evening. The route runs through downtown Stevenson on Highway 14, beginning at Columbia Street and ending at Rock Creek Drive. And one more to get done here. Westside Fire Volunteers Santa Breakfast. Pancakes, sausages, and eggs, plus pictures with Santa. December 6th, this Saturday, 8 to 11 at Westside Rockford Station on 4250 Barrett Drive in Hood River. $10 for adults, $8 for seniors and children. And the funds that are raised go to a really good cause. It's the Leo Phillips Scholarship Fund, aiding local students with financial assistance towards education related to emergency medical services. So that is a great event. It's another Hood River tradition, the Westside Fire Volunteers Santa Breakfast, 8 to 11. William Lyddon of Mosier, you have won the two tickets to go check out Aaron Meyer, the two adult tickets. So we gave those away in seconds. Again, if we got a family out there who wants to go to the kids' concert, we got four tickets for that. Give Cameron a call while I'm talking to Lisa Farrell, and we'll hook you up with those. But right now we have with us from OSU Extension, Hood River and Wasco Counties, here's Lisa Farrell. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Oh, not bad. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Feeling a little under the weather, though.
Oh, well, that's too bad. Well, we'll try to not keep you then too long. First thing you wanted to mention for OSU Extension going on right now is that 4-H families, there's still time to get enrolled, but the time will slip by given it's the holiday season.
Correct. Enrollment is now open, but it does close on January 31st. So we just want to remind everyone, if you haven't signed up, to please get your kids signed up as soon as possible.
And you've got plenty of things going on for those kids. I mean, you've got a lot of programs out there.
Oh, yeah. We have a ton of clubs out there. And then as well as the Hood River County Fair in the summer for showing animals.
So how does someone get signed up for the 4-H through OSU Extension?
Well, they can contact our coordinator, Grace Wesson, for more information, or they can go to our website. If they just Google Hood River County 4-H, they can look us up and get signed up there.
All right. So another program going on through OSU Extension, Hood River County, and this has been going on for a while, but it continues to be popular. You've got your Strong People classes going on.
Yes, correct. Those are community-based exercise programs. They are targeted for midlife and older adults, but anybody can join. Mm-hmm. And we have classes all over the gorge, from Cascade Locks, White Salmon, to Parkdale and Hood River.
So tell me a little bit about what these classes are. I mean, these are exercise classes, right?
Yeah, they're exercise classes, strength training classes. They do use weights. They use weights anywhere from, 2 pounds to 20 pounds. Some of those people are very strong. They've been coming to those classes regularly for a long time. So that's, they progress in weights. And it also helps older adults with balance and just general strength training. Mm-hmm.
With the Strong People classes, you mentioned these are really targeted to older adults, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. But anybody can join.
Yeah. From what I gather also, and we've talked about this before on the show with others from OSU Extension, is that there is a lot of camaraderie there as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a great community event. It's a regular meeting. Nice for like retired people to have like a schedule, every Tuesday, Thursday at Fish Food Bank, the classes from 8 to 9. So it's nice to just have something that you can rely on and see people every week.
Also, and this is something I think we talked about a month ago on the show with another one of our guests, but OSU Open Campus is available to people. And tell people what the concept is about that program.
Yeah, sure. So Open Campus, it provides local access to education through community-based partnerships and unique programming, including college access programs and transfer student support, high school student and family programs, including OSU Juntos programming for Latino families, K-12 programs, including STEM camps and other summer camps. And if they want any more information, they are welcome to contact our Open Campus coordinator. Her name is Paula Escobedo. And if they just call our office, I'll get you connected to her.
All right. So that's available for people as well. And the other thing we were going to talk about this morning is, and we haven't talked about this in a while, and you guys have been doing this now for a few years. You've got something that's called the Library of Things. I think you actually, do you base this out of the Hood River Library, if I remember right?
Yes, that's correct. When you walk through their front doors, you take a left, and there's a little corner of shelves there, and they have a whole bunch of things you can check out, mainly for food preservation, but they do have a lot of other cool items in there. But some things I wanted to point out were a canning kit, a vacuum sealer, a cider press, a food dehydrator, and a food mill. You can all check out at the Hood River County Library.
So that way you don't have to go buy these if you're thinking about doing a food preservation project, which, you know, we're coming off harvest time for people, and there's a lot of folks who are preserving what was in their garden or what they went to the local orchard to pick up, wherever they went and got their food. So you don't have to really make a big outlay, especially maybe if you're just starting out with this stuff.
Right, correct. Mm-hmm. If it's your first time, I think this would be a great way to get introduced to canning or any sort of food preservation.
And also, but you don't just have food preservation items there. You've got a wide range of things in the library of things.
Yes, we do. I saw some baking materials there. Mm-hmm. I know there's some games you can check out. It's really grown just from what it first started to be.
Mm-hmm. So, my understanding is it's just like checking out a book, isn't it? You go and check this out
exactly.
For a little while.
There's a barcode and everything. Mm-hmm.
How long do people get to keep what they're using?
I think it's a few weeks.
Okay,
I am not entirely positive, but I think it's just checking out a book.
No, okay, so whatever it is for a book, apparently it's what the library of things is. Okay, so
yeah, exactly.
All right, who knows? I may have to go over there and look for a piece of a garden equipment this spring and pull it out. So, but again,
for sure.
But it's at the Hood River Library, and OSU Extension puts this together, and it does seem like it keeps growing year after year. This, I imagine, is probably one of the more popular things that you do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I just looked it up. There's a cotton candy maker. If anyone's interested in learning how to make your own cotton candy.
Really? That
a slow cooker. Okay. Yeah, they have slow cookers. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. Tools. Oh. Mm-hmm.
So, again, I'll just go to the Hood River Library, and if there's something you think you'd like to try, go see if it's available. And if it's not available, find out if it's checked out, and you can wait for it to come back.
Yep, exactly.
Lisa Farrell's with us from OSU Extension. Lisa, you mentioned you're under the weather here, so we won't keep you here. Thanks for doing this. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on.
It is 8:41 in the morning on Mid-Columbia today. Before we get away, we gave away the kids' tickets, so our tickets are gone. Tom Vanderzeel of Hood River is our winner for the kids' tickets. Apparently, our audience is waking up a little late today. I noticed that at the bottom of the hour, the phone's lit up. So, you know, it's all in the timing, as they say. But hopefully everybody enjoys William Lydon winning the tickets for the general concert at 4 o'clock on Sunday and the kids' tickets to Tom Vanderzeel. Hopefully he and his family, they're going to have a good time at this. It is a wonderful event. Aaron Meyer Christmas Concerts, Rock the Holidays. 14th annual benefit for United Way of the Columbia Gorge. Again, this is this Sunday. The kids' concert at 1 o'clock. If you want to get tickets, $12 for adults, $10 for kids 12 and under. And you can get those tickets at Wacoma Bookstore or UnitedWayColumbiaGorge.org. And then the 4 o'clock concert, $30 general admission, $15 kids 12 and under. Same places. You can get them online, UnitedWayColumbiaGorge.org, or you can do it the old-fashioned way and go to Wacoma Bookstore. There were also some $85 preferred tickets for the 4 o'clock event. That included a glass of wine and beer and appetizers and a pre-concert party with Aaron that begins at 3:15. They had, though, just a few left, so I don't know if they have any of those remaining. I'd suggest going to UnitedWayColumbiaGorge.org if you were thinking about that right now and see if they have any left. I'm not sure that they do, but if they do, you can go get those and pick them up. It is 8:43 in the morning. We'll come back and do a little something for you right after this.
If you're one of the millions of Americans behind on your taxes, if you're afraid to open your mail because IRS collection letters could be coming, listen carefully. The IRS is cracking down, taking paychecks, freezing bank accounts, revoking passports. That's a fact. But here's what most people don't know. There are official tax relief programs designed to help struggling taxpayers. Programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Optima's award-winning team will fight to protect your paycheck, your passport, and your property. Their tax attorneys and licensed tax professionals will work tirelessly to get you the best deal possible with the IRS. Every day, penalties and interest keep piling up, so don't wait. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Save now with Cascade Farm and Outdoors' latest mailer. Watch for it in your mailbox or pick up a copy in-store. All Burnside flannels are half price, now just $19.99. Find Lacrosse Alpha Light 2 neoprene boots for $30 off. All Kong dog toys are 50% off. Purina Leina pellets or crumbles are $13.99. And all Benchmade knives are 20% off. It's all happening now at Cascade Farm and Outdoor. Northwest, homegrown, honest value.
I am Amy Knowles. I grew up here in White Salmon. I call this my home. I am the pharmacy director here at Skyline Health. Skyline Hospital is more than just a hospital. It's a lifeline for our community. Our patients are my neighbors, my friends, the people I grew up with. At the end of the day, it's about caring for the people who trust us with their health. I'm proud to be part of a team who takes caring for our community so seriously and a priority for everything we do here every day. I am Skyline.
Coffee for Mid-Columbia Today Guest is provided by Hood River Coffee Roasters, the gorgeous local coffee roasters on Tucker Road on the Heights in Hood River.
It is now 8:45 in the morning of Mid-Columbia Today. Lisa wasn't feeling that great apparently, so I didn't want to keep her for the entire duration of our planned segment here, so I will do a little bit with you. Again, thanks to our listeners who have won the tickets. Thanks to you for all listening, of course, to listen to the program. And admittedly, if you're listening online, if you listen on off the podcast form, you really can't win these. You're kind of out of luck. That's for our live audience. That's the part you really can't. I suppose you could do it via podcast, but you have to really plan out in advance. And yeah, I'm not sure I'd want to even go there. You probably have heard about this, but I don't pay attention to a lot of stuff anymore at my age. Sometimes the quote funny stuff. Probably should more. Did you hear about this Virginia liquor store that apparently a raccoon broke into it? I've got from BBC, British Broadcasting Company. It's just the first one I clicked on this. Apparently in Ashland, Virginia, I believe it was. The staff arrived Saturday. Apparently, they had not been open Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving Friday. They arrived Saturday, and they found the raccoon passed out in the bathroom between the toilet and bin as he had helped himself to bottles on a bottom shelf there and apparently drank quite a bit. An animal control officer was able to take the suspect to the Animal Protection and Shelter in Hanover County, Virginia, to sober up. And after a few hours of sleep, the animal was safely released back into the wild. And apparently the staff had found smashed bottles and liquor pooling on the floor, including its apparent tipple of choice, scotch. Apparently that's what the raccoon really liked. And apparently the raccoon fell through a ceiling tile and then went on a full-blown rampage, drinking everything that was breaking. It's not known how much alcohol the raccoon consumed because apparently you've only really got a blurry CCT image of this, and that's it. But the raccoon was fine. Everything turned out okay. Cameron?
At least the raccoon tried to make it to the toilet.
I didn't think about that, but yes, you are correct. That is right. I mean, the little image, the very little they have of the raccoon, does show the raccoon trying to kind of climb a little bit up some shelves and eventually falling back down onto the ground. Probably if you drink enough scotch, probably a raccoon's ability to do this. Yeah. Now I'm seeing a picture of the floor. Boy, it did get a lot of stuff.
I don't know how much alcohol a raccoon can drink. I've never had to think about that.
See, that's what I got to thinking of. Dr. Mike Foss will be here tomorrow from Alpine Veterinary, so he may be able to answer this question for us. Probably not, because he's probably never had it before.
Right.
You know, how much what a raccoon, you know, it, body weight and how much you've consumed food wise, you know, play a role in toxicity. And I would assume it does not take much for a raccoon to be in the bag, if you will.
I mean, he's been doing this for a while. I'm sure he's gotten all sorts of very interesting.
Well, we've had some very interesting things with him. Probably the most interesting was a number of years ago. It wasn't with him in the studio, even. We get a call minutes before we're supposed to go on. Back when Jeff Sky was here with me. And I think Jeff took the call. And then Jeff relays, as we're doing Mid-Columbia mornings at the time, that that Mike wasn't going to be able to make it because he was birthing a calf at that point. he was,
it's a good excuse.
Well, a very good excuse, by the way. It was. It's absolutely. He was doing his job. Was involved in the birth of a cow at that time. So those things happen on occasion. That's why I always say it's like with the politicians occasionally, when we have legislators, and they suddenly get called into a committee meeting. Sometimes we fall off the tightrope, if you will, into the netting. We try to have netting underneath us. Very often doesn't sound like it. Sometimes we're just hitting splat on the ground. But I like this the raccoon story. That was a good story. I enjoyed that immensely. I always like to find things like that. It's enjoyable. It lightens the day up. It lightens everybody up here.
It's uplifting news. Based on everything else going around.
Here's another animal and alcohol story. I've just stumbled into another one. This will come to us for our friends down in New Zealand. A seal walked into a bar, apparently lost. Well below New Zealand's legal drinking age, we're told. It lodged itself under the dishwasher and showed no interest in calling a cab. At the Sprig and Fern, the Meadows Craft Beer Bar in Richmond, at the top of New Zealand's South Island. Now, apparently, it's a pet-friendly bar. So they assumed the visitor was a dog and then took a closer look and realized it was a seal. A patron grabbed a sweater, tried to usher the seal out of the back door, but the seal evaded them. Dashed into a restroom, then hid under the dishwasher, which was swiftly unplugged, happily. Another customer fetched a dog crate from home, and they tried to lure the seal out of its hiding place using a pizza topping the pub offered as a special, the salmon. And conservation rangers did arrive. It turned out they were already tracking this seal. It was their fourth call of the day. It's a baby seal. And happily, the rangers arrived, and the seal was then captured in the bar and released on nearby Rabbit Island, considered a safe location because of its dog-free status. Apparently, though, it's not unusual for the curious young seals to show up in unexpected places at this time of year. They follow rivers and streams up to 9 miles inland. But, yeah, it was a baby seal that got into the bar, and the bar now says it has the seal of approval. Ho, ho, ho. It is 8:52 in the morning. We'll come back and wrap things up for you.
My Patriot Supply, America's most trusted survival food company, wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas. As our gift to you, we've got an amazing deal on survival food kits. Buy one, gift two. That's right. For a limited time, when you grab our best-selling 4-week emergency food kit, we'll include 2 1-week kits free to hand out as gifts. That's 4 weeks of emergency food for you, and 2 ready-to-give gifts for anyone on your list who's into preparedness, or anyone who needs a nudge in that direction. But they're only available for a limited time. Grab yours at MyPatriotSupply.com and give the gift of food security this Christmas. With 2,000 calories per day, 16 delicious meal and snack varieties, and up to 25-year shelf life, it's no wonder our 4-week food kit is the best-selling emergency food supply of all time. But the Buy One, Gift Two Christmas special won't last long. So claim yours now at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tune in weekday mornings at 8:05 and keep up with community events and issues with the Mid-Columbia Today Show on Mid-Columbia's News Leaders, 98.3 FM and 1340 AM KIHR.
Mid-Columbia Today, I just clicked on something else here on the Associated Press that reminds me again that I am getting old and know nothing about anything culturally anymore. in this country or world, because it's the Associated Press. They selected the 10 best songs of the year. So they selected it. Some writer for the AP. And I couldn't pick these people out of a lineup, okay? No way. I've heard of this Bad Bunny because of the Super Bowl thing, which is not targeted to me nor to anybody else who complained about it. We can just go refill our plates and get ready for the second half. The Grambling Band isn't coming back. Thankfully, Up With People isn't coming back. Those were the half times of choice when I was a kid. Lo Que Le Paso a Hawaii is the song. Apparently, it's really good. I don't know. I do know who Lady Gaga is. I'm just not familiar with the song Abracadabra off her latest album. Now, Cameron, I'm relying on you as the youth expert here.
We play it on KCGB.
Okay, good. Well, again, KCGB is not targeted to me. It's targeted at... It's female 25 to 54, which I am not in either one. So at least I've heard of Lady Gaga. I've also heard of Chappelle Roan, The Subway. I assume we're playing on KCGB.
Mm-hmm.
I don't handle that music, so I have no idea. Elderberry Wine by Wednesday. It's a indie rock, but apparently it gets country play. So I'd have to look at our country list and see.
I don't know that one.
I don't know the band at all. They all look like they're 16 and in high school to me. Probably not. A band called Dexter in the News Agent. Apparently this is an R&B cut, which means I might like it. I'm not hip hop. I like old R&B. This Is Real by a band called Feeble Little Horse. Underground, apparently. All the Way by Big X the Plug. This is hip hop. Featuring Bailey Zimmerman, who is a country artist. I found a third name I know.
That one.
I'm doing pretty well here now.
Yeah.
Folded by Kalani. Apparently this is R&B. Don't know. And Anxiety by Doechii, D-O-E-C-H-I-I. No clue.
We also play that one on KCGB. Yeah,
this is why I got you here. You have the younger demographic.
I like that song particularly.
Okay,
but
good.
It's more my style.
Let's say this bit is mainly just showing how out of touch I am at this point in life. I think I did well here, just knowing three of the artists, even if I don't know a note of what we're talking about here, as far as
no,
music
I think
is
you
concerned.
You did a good job. Yeah.
And Evil Jordan Jordan's with a zero. By Playboi Carti. This is a rap album. I have no idea. Not a clue. Not an idea. So there you go. That's what the AP says are top 10. I don't know. Yeah, everybody's got their own opinion.
It tastes as subjective.
To me, Foo Fighters are new, okay? That's where
Who?
I'm at. Who? Foo Fighters. Dave Grohl, former Nirvana.
I've heard of Nirvana. I know
that. I get in trouble when I talk about Nirvana. I think they were utterly overrated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Seattle area. They're one of the Seattle area grunge bands.
Mm-hmm.
And probably hit the biggest, the quickest, until the untimely death of their lead singer. Dave Grohl left, then spun out of that to, frankly, a Foo Fighters band. I like the music a whole lot more than Nirvana. I like to be able to understand what the singer's singing. And I'm sorry, Kurt Cobain, I could never understand what he was singing. I also got a little irritated because I was in college about this time. And it was like they were being marketed as they're singing about the youth of today. Yeah, this is our voice. I'm going, no, it's not. Not even close. These people aren't singing about anything we're interested in. Of course, I also had a happy childhood, so. That might have been the problem. Anyway, here's what's coming up tomorrow on this show, which is planned out much more fully than this one today. Well, actually, we didn't know the second half. We're going to have to do this a little bit. But Dr. Mike Foss, Alpine Veterinary, will be here to talk animals. So that's always fun. And Again, I'm raising an 11-week-old puppy, me and my wife, so I've got questions. There will be plenty of questions for me to ask. On Monday, we'll talk Mid-Columbia Center for Living with Al Barton. Plus, we'll have Port of the Dalles Executive Director Andrea Claus. Tuesday, Hood River County Commission Chair Jennifer Ewer and Administrator Allison Williams. And a member of the Wasco County Commission, I think it's Jeff Justison, will join us on the show tomorrow. On Tuesday, on Wednesday, we'll talk Mid-Columbia Community Action and Hood River County Health Department. Thursday, Providence Hood River new CEO will join us on the show. CEO may not be the right term, but their new Chief Administrative Officer. Everybody's got a different name for what it is. And again, just like with music, I can't keep track of it all anymore. I am done for Cameron Eisenberg producing and chiming in today because he knows the youth music scene far better than I do. I'm Mark Bailey. Talk to you again on Friday.
Columbia Today Show is a public affairs presentation of Bi-Coastal Media Columbia River. The views expressed on the program are not necessarily those of the station, parent company, or of the sponsors. We welcome your suggestions for future shows. Call us at 541-386-1511. If you've missed any of today's show, go online to gorgeradio.com and click on Local On Demand for our podcast version. Thank you for listening to Mid-Columbia Today.